Hello, everybody. C. Ray Brower here with Your Perfect Home. And today we are going to talk to Aleda Miranda, my newest superhero. We're going to do that for coming up next. And here we are back with the superhero and my almost twin brother. Our birthday is on the same day, March 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Wait. Did Sonic I see you?
Yep.
Remember? Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Absolutely. So I've known Aleda for, what, 4 or 5 years now? 6 years? I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, I worked at the blood bank for going on 7 years, so.
Well, there you go. Yep. So that's how long I've known you, because you've been sucking my blood, being a vampire for all that time. You were one of my favorite phlebotomists. I really do miss seeing you there. But I was honored to have you on after reading your Facebook post about what you did the other night on the way home, and I just alluded to it in this, and so I would love you to give that story to everybody.
Yeah, no problem. It was actually, we were coming back into town after his birthday party that day, and it was around, I want to say midnight. The kids were hungry. It was a long day. And
we went to McDonald's
and we were leaving McDonald's, and we were coming to the intersection of Harding and Center, and it happened so fast. It happened right in front of us. As I was coming to the stoplight, I was slowing down, and this car came on the side of me speeding, ran the red light, and T-boned this other car. And car ended up flipping a couple times in front of us and landed like pretty much on the side of McDonald's. And my first instinct was, I gotta go help. You know, I've always been that way. And I had my kids in the car, and then I told my boyfriend, stay in the car with the kids. I gotta go see what's, you know, if everybody's okay. And so I was the first one on the scene with the car that was flipped over. The other car, I glanced at the other car. The car was upright. It didn't have too much damage to it. So my main concern was the one that was flipped over. Sure. And so I run to the car, and automatically I hear kids screaming. And I'm just like, oh, no. So I'm trying to yank open the doors as much as I can. And even the side that wasn't smashed in, the doors were so hard to get open. And then this other guy ended up pulling over, and I just automatically said, hey, help me get these doors open. And we got the driver door open. It was their dad. He got out of the car, and he was just like, get my babies. And I didn't even think twice. I crawled in that car with, you know, glass everywhere, everything. I didn't even think about it. I just crawled in there and got into the back of the car, and wasn't much space at all, but I don't know how I did it, but I did it. And there was two kids, a boy and a girl. The boy was older. He was able to get himself out of the seatbelt. So by the time I was getting to him, he was getting out and out of the seatbelt and pretty much collecting himself. You know, it still looked like he didn't know what had happened, you know. And I, sure. You know, I reassured him. I told him everything's going to be okay. You know, I need you to get out the car, because he was already out of his seatbelt, already loose. And right. I glanced behind him. There was his little sister, very much younger. And she was trapped in the seatbelt. So I couldn't get to her too well, because he was still in the way. And like I said, there wasn't much room at all in that car. And so I told him, we need to get you out. And poor boy, he was just like, no, he was like, get my sister, you know? And I told him, I was like, I will get her. I was like, don't worry, you know, I will get her. I was like, but I need you to get out, you know, I need you to get out so I can get to her. So finally he compromised. He was like, okay. He was like, I'll get out. And then, so we got out, made sure he was okay standing, you know, had him go, you know, in a safe place on the sidewalk. And then I went back in for his little sister. And at the time, I wasn't sure what was her whole situation until I actually got there and assessed her. And the seatbelt was just totally entwined and tangled up around her. I don't even know how that happened. But it was like super tight on her. The seatbelt was locked. So there was no way I could even get it loose or anything. So I just started yelling out to other bystanders, I need a knife. You know, there's no other way to get this other kid out without a knife. And then, you know, we were waiting. She was just like, you know, she was like, what happened? You know, I want to say she was about maybe 4 years old, three or four. She was very small. And she was just like, what happened? She goes, I don't know what happened, you know? And I told her, you know, it's going to be okay. I was like, we just need to get you out of the car, you know? And she, you know, she was complaining that her stomach was hurting, but of course the seatbelt was just so tight on her. And I told her, you know, everything's going to be okay. I finally got a knife and I cut her out and, got her out. And, we both climbed out of the car together. As soon as we climbed out, first responders were already on scene. Cops were already there. Ambulance was already there. And, it just happened so fast, but it was just like, I don't know. I wouldn't have changed anything that I would have done that night. You know, not at all. I wouldn't have changed anything. I would have still went in there. I mean, I didn't even think about the glass being broken or anything. Even afterwards, I didn't really feel anything. Until somebody pointed out, hey, your leg is bleeding. And I looked down and I was like, oh my goodness, my whole leg was all scraped up. It had glass in it. The palm of my hands have glass in it. I'm still picking out glass till this day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some of it's a little deep. So they pretty much told me to, you know, do home remedies to try and get the glass out. Because them trying to get the glass out is going to do more damage to my hand than it trying to come out on its own.
Right, on its own, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still picking out glass, little shards of glass from my hand, my palm of my hand. I got, my elbows are scraped up, but again, I would not change anything. Wow. I would not change anything. Yeah.
A true superhero. You yeah, saved a couple yeah. of babies, got somebody out of the car first on the scene. And I know, hey, Izzy.
Yeah.
I know that your favorite superhero is Sonic, right?
Yeah, but it's a romance too.
Yeah. Did mom look like Sonic when she went shooting across the street and flying in there?
I don't know.
Well, you need to have a brand new superhero.
Yeah, they were scared. When I got back to my car, the cops were taking my statements, at the car and whatnot. Sure. And when I got back in the car, he was crying his eyes out, and I was just like, what's wrong? You know, and they're all like, he was like, I was just worried about you. And I was just, I'm fine. I was like, I had to go help those babies, you know? And then he was like, yeah. He was like, I seen them crawling out of the car. And I was like, well, mommy helped them, you know, mommy helped them get them out, you know? And he was just like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, I am just so proud to know you. I have always loved you. You've been, like I said, a vampire, took a whole bunch of my blood that, as I've said before on a couple of lives that, my blood is O negative with a negative CMV. So my blood goes out and saves babies. So
definitely
you are a superhero for being right there on scene. And I kind of am a background superhero with my blood sugar is a baby. So, you know, I do. I really always have loved you dearly. And now even more so, my new favorite superhero. Everybody that has listened to this, sees this later, down below there, go to Facebook, give her a love, give her some attention, because this lady deserves it. And you all go out and be the sunshine in somebody's rainy day, because she was the sunshine in somebody's crazy evening. You guys be good, and we'll talk to you all real soon. Thanks.